This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. You got me, Kevin Hagelin, Corey Majors, the famous Mike Bassick, and Alec Medford. We are going to scout the Eagles. I also want to, you know, maybe we can help people out. You can do it in the Twitch and the YouTube if you want, but other people might respond. If you just need to celebrate or vent politically, you can feel free to text us at 877-881-1053, and you won't have all the other texters seeing what you wrote. You can just like, hey, I need to get this off my chest. Either you're super sad, you're super happy, maybe you're totally indifferent, and you just want to talk sports. Let's do that. If you can go ahead and play cut number one, because this guy changing teams feels like it has been huge this season.
Hurts with time. Now looking end zone for Barkley. Got it! Touchdown! And there it is! The first points in the first quarter this year for Philadelphia.
So good for Philadelphia for finally scoring any points in the first quarter. But I feel like I know there's more to the Eagles than Saquon Barkley, but I look at him and not just because of the reverse jump, which was amazing, but because of what he can do in the receiving game, because of what he has done in the rushing game. I look immediately at Saquon Barkley and think, how is that matchup going to work? Poorly.
120 yards and two touchdowns. That's just rushing.
Oh my God.
So that's how I would say. Yeah. Okay. I mean, because once the Cowboys, once they'd make the decision to say, you know what, it's time for me to really just buckle down and try and stop this run, then you got A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith. And Jalen Hurts's protection right now is really nice. So once that happens, yeah, it just turns the whole game is which one do you want? Which one do you want to try and stop? And the Cowboys have been had a very difficult time trying to stop either one of those so far. So it's not going to, I don't think it's going to look nice at all by any means.
Are you going to tag on any more scores receiving, or can we just leave it at those two?
98 yards for Devontae Smith and a touchdown.
Oh, I just meant for Saquon.
Oh, yeah. Hold on, my God. Yeah.
Oh.
125 yards for A.J. Brown, and that's on, like, two catches. But Saquon Barkley, I think, you know what, we'll just go six receptions for 68 yards.
Okay, so
yeah, man. Like, listen,
sounds like it's been a long day.
Linebacker injuries could pop up in this game. This is going to be a very difficult game defensively for a coordinator who's looking to make his impression on the team that he once was working with.
Micah's back.
I hope so.
That's what Jerry said.
Well, that's true. Every now and again, though, Mike, you know, sometimes Jerry says things and they're not totally accurate. So,
what's your point?
What's your point?
We'll see.
Have some faith, Corey. The Cowboys are playing at home. Before this season started, the Cowboys were good at AT&T Stadium.
What's their record this year at home?
Don't worry about that. It's really, really, really bad.
This year doesn't matter.
How many Eagles fans do you think have purchased tickets from Cowboys season ticket holders?
A concerning amount.
I hope a lot. Like, if you're a Cowboys fan.
Why do you hope a lot?
Because you have to pay that PSL thing that puts you back seven figures.
Not just to buy a single game ticket.
You hope they're making their money back.
Yeah, this is like for Cowboy fans, dude, make your money back.
Yeah.
Like, let's face it. You pay way too much money to go to those games. Make a time and a half or two times the amount of your money. Sell the tickets the rest of this year so you can get some of your money back for hopefully a better season next year.
Interesting. All right.
I do think it's interesting, though, like what the decision of Kellen Moore is going to be. Does he come in here and he's like, I'm just going to air it out against this team? Because he does know the team pretty well.
Sure.
Whether or not he knows Mike Zimmer's defense is different, but is he going to say, I'm going to take advantage of what I've seen they're poor at, and that is stopping the run, and I'm going to set up everything else from there? Or is he going to say, I wanted to go in and try and air it out? I don't think that's the best option to start. I think the best option to attack this Cowboys defense is say we're going to attack you at the running game, and then whenever you've decided to make the, hey, we're putting six on the line, that's when you go ahead and say, now it's time to strike downfield.
From the 469, I think 120 rushing yards is being generous. I fear it might be closer to 180. From the 512, the Eagles are going to win by at least 35 points. My goodness. And from the 314, he's going to run wild. 143.5 yards is the over-under. Here's my concern about the Eagles. Besides the fact that at this point you're concerned to play all teams if you're the Cowboys. Since they hit the bye, so Philadelphia has been a totally different team since they rolled into the bye at 2-2. Since then, they've won four straight games, and you've seen improvement across the board, but that defense has been terrifying in the last 4 weeks. The Eagles, since week six, since they had their bye, got back into it, rank first in the NFL in total defense and passing defense.
All right.
And rushing defense.
What are you getting at?
And
here?
Defensive points allowed.
What are you trying to say?
And most sacks.
Right.
So my point is they don't just lead in total defense. They lead in both subcategories of yardage for total defense. They lead in the subcategory of how many points did you actually give up. And they're the best at getting to the quarterback. You just face the worst at getting to the quarterback. And it feels like Dak was being harassed for most of the time he was in there. Now you're going to face the best at getting to the quarterback.
I guess that's the
now we're going to be good.
The disheartening.
Heck yeah, man. This is getting close to the meat, I think.
That's the disheartening part of all of that too.
Yes.
Terrence Steele didn't have a bad game. Your all pro guards did.
Yeah.
And so this is that I put in my notes on Sunday. It seems like every time you make progress, there's something that kills it. And it's not just like every time in a series. It's every down.
Yeah.
Something happens in every down. And so if you think that Cooper Rush can calm that noise, because maybe Dak just was feeling too much pressure from everything else. Maybe all the new life changes that he's going through have just affected him so much.
Know.
That he couldn't calm all the noise. Maybe Cooper Rush can really calm all of that down. But it's just like, okay, now my receiver ran the wrong route. Now my running back didn't pick up this blitz. Now my other receiver wasn't even lined up correctly. Those are the things offensively that have been a problem. Terrence Steele was good. And then the pressure with all those stunts, everything was coming back around, and it was catching Cooper Beebe off guard a little bit. So I don't know what's going to fail them on any given down to say that I trust. Because as Mark Schlereth had said, find the thing that you're really good at. The Cowboys don't know what they're really good at right now.
Penalties. Not lining up correctly.
But we're not good at positive things then, right?
Positive for the other team. Positive for the refs. They get to do something. I mean, the refs are looking for something wrong. And they're like, man, the Cowboys do so many things wrong that it gives us a job to do.
I guess that
just is just think if you're a ref
true.
and the team was just kept lining up correctly and didn't hold and didn't false start. And, you know, like, gosh, like, what do? You just watch the game as a ref?
Somebody asked, by the way, a nonpartisan question. As the political show of record, what was the turnout? Because they want to know if nobody else cared, just like they didn't care. All right, I don't know how many people we've added to the country in the last 4 years, but it looks like there's going to be about 23 more million votes cast this election than last election.
How did that happen?
And last election had a huge uptick in voter participation. So it feels like there will be some uptick.
So more of the country cares, is what you're saying?
I guess.
Than ever before?
Yeah, I guess that is probably accurate.
Kevin from the 512. Guys, don't worry. We have Jonathan Mingo now. I'm dead serious about this.
And Mingo was his name.
As I was driving home, Chiafalo threw out the, hey, look, he's really good at curls and slants. Like, that's what that's what he's best at.
And
that's what
he's best for?
Guys with big biceps?
The girls.
Oh, all right. You're right. Curls are for the girls. So he's really good at the routes that Mike McCarthy likes to call the most. These are the things that he's really good at. So that should be easy for him to get involved in this offense immediately. So we should see him and Cooper Rush immediately start to click.
Slants are for the ants.
That might, it might take away from like CD's
aunt.
Numbers.
I have an aunt Susan.
Aunt I promise Becky. I was listening to your legitimate points, Corey. Alec, just real quick, help me out. It's 10-11. Just tell me I'm going to make it through this show. We're not even done with the first segment. Just tell me I'm going to make it.
Alec, say it.
I think you need to take a load off, Kevin.
It's a little early.
It's never too early.
By the way, I hope you weren't watching the fan cam. I might have definitely mouthed out. You might need to put a blur over my mouth. That I might have just mouthed out something inappropriate.
Hey, question 24.
Okay, no. We have more to talk about with the Eagles. You'll have your time.
Well, have the Eagles made trades?
They actually sat mostly pat.
Okay, well, question 24 is, when you take a load off and relaxes, what's the best trade you've made in your lifetime? See how you just, like, now you just Lamar start Jackson. Thinking and laughing and relaxing.
Yeah, I got Lamar Jackson. Lamar Jackson, my fantasy team's turned
That's the best
completely.
Trade he's ever made, and it was this year.
Yeah.
Congratulations, Corey.
It was awesome.
All right, by the way, I've already had multiple people congratulate me and say sorry to me for the election last night. So
good for that.
Okay. Thanks. And it's okay. I don't totally know.
It's all going to be okay.
What the appropriate response is. All right.
Guess what? We're all back at work today. Look at that.
Except for Sean.
Yeah, Sean yeah, quit. Crap. Yeah.
Do you want me to tell you more potentially concerning statistics about the Eagles? If your answer is no, we might go to break early because most of the statistical matchups don't look great.
What's the next segment?
Hold on, Kevin. I really appreciate whatever that question was, but I was reading something from JMIT23 on the Twitter. Hold on, Kevin. You got to hear this.
Let's enjoy today.
Kevin, you got to blame yourself for today. You didn't bring coloring pages. So, like, that is on you, bro.
I lost.
You know how to keep us.
I didn't color the states correctly.
Alec, you know how to keep us focused.
Could you reprint the coloring map and then we'll give them an opportunity
like
to color
that.
It?
I'm out,
as
I'm out on the coloring map
it's
now.
It's over.
Yeah, I need something new.
Give me a map of Italy.
Yeah, give me. Yeah. What's the? Is there another world election happening?
Give Mike a map of Italy.
Yeah,
that'll help.
He'll just draw in little
That's
spaghetti.
That's a great idea.
I think you vote in Italy. Pronuts.
I don't know. I've never been to Italy, but I assume. That is
I think
the
it's
case.
A democracy
from the 903.
What was your question again?
I think they have mafia there, though.
Oh my god!
I thought it was really important.
Yeah, I mean the Eagles—they're better than the Cowboys.
Yes.
The there's the stat.
Do you want to know for why now. That is, offensively or defensively?
Yeah.
Let's go offensively.
Yeah, I'm excited.
Saquon.
He's going to cuss today.
We already... It is the first freaking segment, man.
Don't worry. We got Skip Shoemaker talk at 10:40.
Yes. I am excited about that.
That's actually the thing I'm most excited about.
Okay, let's talk about A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith. Now, I know there is some concern about the knee issue, and we will see how that plays out as the week goes along for the Eagles. But A.J. Brown ranks third in the NFL in receiving yards per game, and then Devontae Smith has had 75-plus receiving yards in 5 games this season, including the last 2 games. He looked a lot better. So, if you're just curious about the run game, the pass game is ready to go as well. And we've talked about this a lot in the last week and a half or so. Jalen Hurts has done worlds better at not turning the ball over.
Yeah, and I'm going to make an admission. I thought Devontae Smith would be a very good receiver in the NFL. I also thought he would get pushed around a little bit. He doesn't.
Yeah.
And the more I watch him, the more I'm just like, dude, he plays 3 times bigger than he is. He'll go up and get the football. Long arms, the ability to do that. He makes catches that I'm like, that's what a Jefferson should do. And he makes those types of catches too. So just as much, I mean, even when it's just him out on the field, he's that much of a threat on whoever your best cornerback is. And at the moment, I don't have a cornerback that I trust on him or anybody else on the field.
And that's where
that stinks, because we felt like whenever Diggs was signed to that big contract, you're like, that's a lockdown thing for a while.
No, and then Deron Bland, we were all super pumped about going into the season. Maybe he's back. We've talked about the optimism for Bland and for Micah. He hasn't played this year. Like, Our expectations, my expectations, might be too high if you think he's going to come in and just be like, yep, we're good to go. We're going to take away at least one of those wide receivers.
Yeah, absolutely.
Hopefully, but that feels like a really high bar.
And then the other thing, too, is when you really get, you know, drill into it a little more, the only reason you got to see Deron Bland be Deron Bland was because Diggs was out last year.
Yes.
Otherwise, if Diggs wasn't out last year, you don't get to see that. And he's a nickel corner. He maybe even doesn't even play that much. Although they wanted to put him on the outside. A lot of people were pushing for that. But, man, what a world we're in right now with the secondary and defensive front we have.
From the 406, in all seriousness, you guys are great. I like the tone you always take, and I'm always in a good mood listening to you. Boom!
Boom.
Heck yeah!
Glad we can help.
If there's anything I can do today, it's going to be to help you take a load off and relax.
It's all we need.
And get excited about the winter meetings and the Texas Rangers.
I am excited about those things.
The winter meetings might be the greatest time to listen to this show ever.
You could hang out with us. I'm not lying about this.
Yeah.
Maybe at the winter meeting.
Yeah. I'm dead serious about this.
And it might be 75 at the winter meetings.
Yeah.
What a faux pas. That's what you guys said yesterday.
That is not how that word. Never mind. Never mind.
I don't know what he meant.
We're the Kansas.
I think it's anticlimactic because you're talking about the climate. When you're talking about
that makes
meetings.
More sense now that you explain it.
Like climate change, and you're at the winter meetings because it's not the summer meetings.
Kevin, I need to ask you a question in the break, so let's go ahead and.
Hey, you should go to break. We're about a minute and 40 seconds.
Whose fault is that, Mike?
Yours.
We're the Can't See Matt.
Five more seconds you wasted.
He's going to cuss.
We're the Can't See Matt. Shut the hell up.